SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says he's restricting asylum to help gain control of the U.S.-Mexico border. He signed the proclamation at the White House that order would bar illegal immigrants from being granted asylum when U.S. officials deem the southern border to be overwhelmed. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says the president's immigration order is an election year stunt.
This is one of the most cynical things that I have ever seen a politician attempt to do 5 months before an election. It is insulting. It is cheap. It is contemptuous. The American people see that.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the signing comes after President Biden has said for months that he had run out of options for fixing issues at the border. Illegal immigration has become a top concern for Americans. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. job openings fell in April to the lowest level since 2021. Correspondent Jennifer King has the latest on the numbers.
The Labor Department reports that U.S. job openings fell to 8.1 million in April, down from a revised 8.4 million in March. Openings have been slowly declining since a peak during the pandemic recovery scramble for workers in the spring of 2022, but remain historically strong, over 8 million for 38 straight months. The U.S. has averaged a solid 234,000 new jobs a month over the past year. Layoffs fell, and the number of Americans quitting their jobs rose, a sign of worker confidence. Unemployment is expected to remain around 3.9% when new figures are announced on Friday. Jennifer King, Washington.
The stocks are fluctuating and are now mixed. The Dow had 95 points, but the NASDAQ 3 points in the red. This is SRN News. The restoration of an iconic church continues.
The giant cross has been restored to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The nearly 40-foot tall, 1.5-ton symbol is now standing atop the apse of the famous building as crews continue to repair damage from the 2019 fire. French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to see Notre Dame fully restored in time for Christmas services this December. So far, the work appears to be largely on schedule. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concerns, spreading the gospel in the rural parts of India. The ministry has delivered 2,000 Bibles and 20 bicycles to pastors in those regions. None of them have cars, so the bikes will allow them to take the Bibles to people in far-flung villages and on isolated farms. While persecution of Christians in India is at an all-time high, the gospel is spreading quickly, especially in the countryside. This is SRN News. Many Americans still aren't sold on going electric for the next car purchase.
A new poll shows high prices and a lack of easy-to-find charging stations are major sticking points. According to the poll, about 4 in 10 U.S. adults say they would be at least somewhat likely to buy an EV the next time they buy a car. The results indicate that President Biden's plan to dramatically raise EV sales is running into resistance from drivers.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the poll conducted by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago. The Pink House, where Muhammad Ali grew up dreaming of boxing fame, is for sale. The two-bedroom, one-bathroom home in Louisville was converted into a museum, offering a glimpse into the formative years of the man known as the greatest. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.